Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri and this week's message is Maintaining Optimal Health. Healthcare is big business. Hospitals and doctors advertise on billboards and pharmaceutical companies and nutritional supplement companies bombard us with TV commercials. Maintaining optimal health is important. It is even more important to keep our souls healthy. Healthcare is expensive. In 2021, Americans spent an average of $12,900 per person maintaining their health. This is one of the highest per person costs in the world. The fact remains that no matter how much we spend trying to maintain our body, one day we will die. Our soul, on the other hand, will live forever. The Bible is quite clear that we will either spend eternity with God in heaven, or we will spend eternity in a state of damnation in hell. If we spend a fortune each year trying to maintain our bodies, knowing they will eventually return to dust and decay, how much should we spend on our soul that will live forever? Medical experts tell us that exercise, routine screenings and exams, and a good diet are needed for optimal health. They also tell us that friends play a significant role in promoting our overall health. The same four things are essential for our spiritual well-being. First, exercise. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and scripture study are some of the ways we can exercise our soul. Do we do these exercises frequently enough? Second, screenings and examinations. Routine annual physicals and specific screening procedures help to catch problems before they get worse. In recent years, there's been a proliferation of interest in colon cleansing. Colon cleansing was touted by some as a miracle cure to rid the toxins out of our body. However, a statement on a Mayo Clinic website states, quote, "There is no evidence that colon cleansing produces these effects or is beneficial at all," end quote. Even though colon cleansing may not be beneficial and may even be harmful, soul cleansing is essential. Soul cleansing is a vital part of our spiritual health. Is there a miracle cure to cleanse the toxins from our soul? Yes. The answer is found in James chapter 5, verse 16. It states, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." The regular and frequent confession of sins does for the soul what routine medical screenings do for the body. Confession catches spiritual illnesses before they get worse. Are we overdue for a spiritual cleansing? Third, a healthy diet. Good Christian books, podcasts, retreats, and pilgrimages are just some of the ways we can provide nutritional supplements for our soul. Is our spiritual diet in need of improvement? Are we spending adequate money on these types of spiritual treatment plans? And fourth, help from others. Sometimes, when we experience health issues, we need the help of others. 9 years ago, when I suddenly lost my eyesight, I needed the help of my wife and my daughter, who is a nurse, to take me to the hospital for care. The doctors at Duke Medical Center not only discovered my rare disease, but they also discovered an effective treatment plan to slow the progression of my illness. Likewise, in Matthew 9, verses 1 to 8, the paralytic man needed care. His friends brought him to the care of the great physician. They lowered him on his mat down to Jesus. Not only did Jesus restore the man's spiritual health by forgiving his sins, he also granted him the miracle of walking again. Do we need the help of others? Perhaps right now God is attempting to reach out to us through our Christian friends to heal us from some spiritual illness or addiction. Will we allow him to work through our friends? Or perhaps Jesus wants to work through us to provide a miracle to someone else's life. Is Jesus calling us right now to be the one to reach out to help someone else with their spiritual struggles? Have we ever, figuratively speaking, carried someone to Jesus? Maintaining optimal care for our soul is essential. Knowing that we spend thousands of dollars maintaining our physical health, we should all ask ourselves this important question. Not counting the amount we tithe to our church or give to other charitable causes, how much money and how much time do we spend annually on ourselves maintaining the health of our soul? If we don't spend enough money and time maintaining our optimal spiritual health now, while we have a chance to do so, we will have eternity to think about the consequences. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, your Son is the great physician, and I am in dire need of his care. Send your Holy Spirit to guide and direct me to those four sources of spiritual care. Grant me the wisdom to not neglect my spiritual well-being. Help me to seek out the care that assures me of eternal life with you. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.